So there's a Gemara that says that there's a pasuk l'chashem hakdula gevura tiferes hanesach v'ahod. The Gemara is in Kedut Baruchas Nun Ches explaining these different descriptions of Hashem's greatness. So the word hod, v'ahod, hod means luster, I guess you would grant, luster or grandeur, majesty, has that different, all these kinds of meanings. It's a similar thing. Okay, so the Gemara says that it refers to a miracle which we don't really know much about. There's a miracle of the river of Arnon. And Chumash Bamidbar, there's a reference there in the song of the Be'er. There's a parasha called the Shira of the Be'er, of the well of Miriam. So it says that something miracle there happened with the river of Arnon. And there's a Rashi says that basically there was some kind of an ambush which was going to take place, that the Moabites were going to ambush the Jews on their way to Israel, and as they were sitting there in the ambush on the cliff, Hashem made some kind of an earthquake, and the earthquake killed all the enemy soldiers. And then, as the Jews were coming, the water from the Be'er had blood in it, the blood of these dead soldiers. So there was a miracle. And it's mentioned, that's what Rashi says, it's mentioned in that song of the Be'er, that there's something happened by that river. Anyway, what he wants to point out, the Shem Shmuel, is that this was a miracle unbeknownst to the Jews until after the fact. So a lot of times, you know, most miracles, God saves us, we know we're in the trouble, and we dive in and Hashem saves us. That's it, by Kriyas Yamsuf. We knew the Egyptians were coming, and we were afraid, and there was an ocean, and then all of a sudden Hashem split the ocean. So that's the kinds of miracles we know about, and then you sing God's praises. But sometimes God saves us from things we don't even know that He saved us. In fact, there's a Jewish saying that there are many, many, many more plots against the Jews over the years, which we never find out about, but God thwarts them, so they would never even know that He stopped them. But of course, there are certain things we know. People try to do this, A, B, C, D to us, and then we pray and Hashem saves us. Those are miracles which we know about, but there are multiple miracles that we don't know about. The same is true about a person in his own life. There are certain things I know I have, this need, that need. Sometimes, God forbid, there's a problem, so I need Hashem to help us, and He does. But there are many, many things things seem fine, I don't realize that there were dangers that Hashem took care of us, that the dangers never reached us. The most prominent of this is good health, because there's so many unfortunate illnesses and things which happen to people, and someone has good health, so he's been protected by Hashem from the dangers that malady, sickness can happen, accidents, people get very badly hurt in accidents. So anytime a person just is healthy, is walking around, he owes God a tremendous thanks for the things he doesn't know how God saved him. This is called hod. This is the miracle of hod. And hod also has the lashon within it of hodah, to give thanks. You have to thank God for the things we know about, but maybe even more for the things that we don't know about. Because what we don't know about are usually many, many more things than what we do know about. And as he points out here, Shem Shmuel, that if a person knows about a danger which is threatening, and he prays to Hashem, and Hashem helps him and saves him from this danger, so then he really, the person himself, has a share in the Hatzalah, because he prayed, and that prayer triggered God's help. So at the end of the day, part of that Yeshua, part of that salvation came through the efforts of the person. However, if it's a danger which he doesn't know about, which is an unknown danger, and God on his own protects him, then the person has no real share in that salvation. So therefore, the thanks for these unknown salvations should be greater, because there's nothing, the person wasn't involved in having it happen.
Okay.
Now, in the Zohar, he says that, you know, all these different spiritual energies, he speaks about this many times, the different spiritual energies take various forms in this world. So there's an energy, let's say, of Hod is to be found, and all energies have three forms. The Sefer Yetzirah says they express themselves in place and in time and in person. So Makom, Zman, and Nefesh. So there's going to be a Makom of Hod, there's going to be a Zman of Hod, there's going to be a person of Hod. So let's say in Hod, the Zman is Chanukah. As the Zohar says, that the Zman of Chanukah is the Zman of Hod. And you probably have to say that the Nefesh of Chanukah would be the Chashmonaim. Makom of Chanukah would be the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where the real miracle took place. So, and the Beis HaMikdash is Hod, it's a beautiful grand place, it has that majestic part to it. The Chashmonaim saved the Beis HaMikdash, so they must have had that, something must have been reverberating in their nefesh. We've got to do something about the Beis HaMikdash, and they had a nefesh of Hod. And Chanukah is the Zman of Hod. And Chanukah, basically, you sort of experience, in that time zone, you experience that you're sort of in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a sort of, it's hard to put into words, but in the time itself of Chanukah, it's really like these candles at night which are glowing in the dark. There's a glow. There's a glow. There's some kind of aura, luster, grandeur, majesty in the time of Chanukah, because it connects to the Beis HaMikdash. So he specifically is saying that this energy called Hod, which is the energy of Chanukah, as the Zohar says, has to do with hidden miracles. Miracles we don't know about. Now, the thing is, we thought we know about the miracle of Chanukah. What does it mean it's a miracle that we don't know about? It's a hidden miracle. So the answer is like this. The basic issue of Chanukah was that the Jews overwhelmingly had assimilated into the Greek culture, and they were basically Greek, and that assimilation meant that the future of the Jewish people was very much in danger. Like in America, if we only had American Jews today, it would be terrible, because 80% intermarriage rate, so it means that you have 5 million Jews today, in about 50 years, it'll be down to 1 million at an 80% intermarriage rate, which we see all over the place. So that was going on then. So it was a very bad situation. But what's amazing is, and it's so similar to the United States today, that this silent death of assimilation, no one's upset about it, because the people assimilating are happy. We're becoming Goyim. We want to become Goyim. And the other people like us who are religious, it's so quiet, it's not as if, so you don't really feel it. Because, you know, you have your own religious circle, and in your circle, it's pretty good, even though it's a tiny circle compared to everybody else in the country, because maybe there are, let's say, 250,000 religious Jews out of 5 million. It's not that many, you know, it's a very, very small number. Maybe 3%, 5% are religious, so 95% are not. 95% are leaving, but the 5% who are left don't feel it. We don't feel it. Those 95% also don't feel it. So you have a situation where tremendous danger exists and is actually destroying the Jewish people, and no one's upset because you don't realize the danger. It's hidden. It's a hidden danger. It's a hidden killer. Like a lot of times people have diseases, no symptoms. When they finally find out about it, it's too late. Like I was told about a certain person the other day, discovered fourth stage cancer. There's only four stages. They've just found that fourth stage, it's terrible. There were no symptoms. Now all of a sudden, boom, whole body collapsed. But there were no symptoms. That's the worst thing. The worst thing is a danger which you're in, life-threatening danger, which has no symptoms. And that's what assimilation is. Assimilation is the silent death of the Jewish people. Much more, in a certain way, it's much more dangerous than a Holocaust, a physical Holocaust. Physical Holocaust, you know that they're coming after us. You know that they want to do this, so you do your best and you daven. So you try the strategies to defend yourself from the Holocaust, if it's a physical one. But a spiritual Holocaust or social Holocaust like this, so people don't even realize it. That was what's going on then by the Greeks. This was exactly going on. The average Jew in Israel thought this was great. This was great. We're part of the empire. We're living a good time. They even dug up nowadays sports stadiums, coliseums in Israel. You go to Caesarea, you have, and other places. Even on the base of Mikdash Mountain, they built a sports stadium. Have Olympic, Jewish Olympic Games, and of course Greeks, whoever else wanted to participate. So it's the kind of thing that they didn't even realize themselves what was going on, how it was so dangerous. So the fact that Hashem saved them, because of a few Jews, the Hashmonai, but basically the vast majority didn't know what was going on. So this gives it this title, at least in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, of hold, of a hidden miracle, because the danger was hidden. It's a hidden miracle. Didn't realize how dangerous it was. Hashem Noam woke up very late. They woke up very late. By the time they woke up, there were only a handful of religious Jews left. Beis HaMikdash was already long, perverted and defiled, and mismanaged and turned into a place for idols, Greek idols. The kings were all half Greek. So the whole thing was a very bad situation. But no one was upset. So this is why it comes under the level of this special kind of God salvation called Hod. Hod is a quiet type of, it's a quiet grand, it's a quiet majesty. It's not something that you, you have to have a discerning eye to see it. But what's very interesting is how so similar what was going on then is what's happening today in the U.S. Today, Baruch Hashem, in Israel, something in Israel is sort of keeping it from happening. There are a lot of irreligious Jews, but the statistics are in favor of the religious Jews in Israel. As more and more people there are becoming religious. It's the opposite. In America, huge amounts of people are leaving the nation and becoming non-Jewish. And in Israel, not only is everybody staying Jewish, but more and more of the population becoming religious. The last statistic which I saw was that 50% of the first graders in Israel are religious children. Half the children in first grade, which is huge, huge. So it's only getting bigger and bigger. So the country's on a roll to become a religious Torah-keeping population. It's going the opposite direction of the populations outside Israel. Outside Israel, the populations are shrinking at a huge rate. In Israel, the religious population, which means it's increasing at a huge rate. So it's probably because we're very close to Mashiach. So Hashem puts a blessing into the land of Israel. The land of Israel should preserve. That's the miracle. Nowadays, I would call the Hanukkah miracle of our day is the state of Israel. I don't think it's an accident that the national symbol of the state of Israel is the Hanukkah menorah. In the official seal of the country, like in America, the national symbol on the seal is the eagle. Right? You have an eagle. In Israel, it's the menorah. Well, and all government buildings, all government places, you see the national emblem, it's the Hanukkah menorah. Not an accident, because the Hanukkah menorah means Jewish preservation. Preservation of the Jewish people as a nation, that we do not disappear. Not so much from physical annihilation, but we don't disappear in the face of spiritual, social annihilation. And that's what the state of Israel is. It's the Hanukkah menorah of our time. It's saving the Jews. But there's also, in a certain way, it's quiet. You don't know this. We don't realize that this is happening. No one realizes it. That outside Israel, the nation of Israel, Jews around the world are disappearing. And in the state of Israel, the nation of Israel is increasing and getting stronger, both quantitatively as well as qualitatively and spiritually. And it's a secret. No one knows about it. It's not happening with a lot of noise. It's a very quiet miracle. That's why we celebrate in Hanukkah. Quiet miracle. That's why actually you can say, that's why we celebrate the miracle inside the Beis HaMikdash. Not that many people saw the menorah. In fact, maybe a handful of people saw the miracle of the menorah, because the regular Jews are not allowed to walk in to the Beis HaMikdash building. Only the Kohanim can walk in. So the Kohanim, they would see it. They could see it, but no one else could see the miracle. So it was a sort of, you would say, it was also a quiet miracle. And that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the quiet miracles, which the Jewish people have, and every person has in his own life, the quiet miracles. Yodim, v'lo yodim. We know and what we don't know. Thank Hashem all the time for things we don't know about. Okay, Botai. Okay, good.